Good morning. 9:28 here on this Friday morning. This is The People Speak. I'm Jeff, and we're talking today with State Representative Nathan Reitz. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, Jeff. How are you?
Well, like I always say, I can't complain.
No, that's exactly right. It looks like it's going to be a beautiful day today. So
it does. I guess
hopefully everyone gets to go out and enjoy the weather somewhat.
All right, we're on the warmer weather swing now, and kind of put that colder weather behind us, hopefully for till next year or next fall.
Yeah, exactly.
So
it's been a whole month since we talked. It's already the month of May.
That is true. Today is the 1st of May, so that's April seemed rather long, of course, with everything going on and stuff. It kind of makes time slow down. It seems that way anyway.
It did, and now May, we're kind of in the same boat from the new executive order that got issued yesterday, but at least the weather will hopefully turn and allow us to enjoy the outdoors.
True. We'll talk a little bit here about some of the things going on and whatever, but obviously the legislature has not went back into session at this point, correct?
No, we have not. So as of right now, and I believe that's how it was even last month when we talked, that we could go back at any time. We were scheduled. We haven't been canceled for next week yet, but I would assume that will be coming shortly. We've been canceled every week in April so far, so I don't see that changing yet this week. But one of these days, we're going to have to go back and pass some sort of budget, whether it's a six-month budget, whether it's just, something temporary, or whether it's a full-fledged budget. I would have to assume that it's going to be a temporary budget to see kind of where we're at come fall, but that's just a guess at this point.
Right. All right, I'll tell you what, let's take a quick break here, and we'll come back and talk some more. We're talking again with State Representative Nathan Reitz here on The People Speak, and we'll be back in just a moment. Welcome back. 9:36, I'm Jeff. This is The People Speak, talking today with State Representative Nathan Reitz, and the stay-at-home order has been extended for another 30 days till May 30th, correct?
It has, and one of the things that, we were talking about, if we had been back in session yet, and we have not been called by the speaker, but we could go back as we are considered essential workers in the order. But as of right now, we've pretty much been meeting had a lot of Zoom calls recently, and we have working groups that we're in. So the working groups for the House, there's an access to health care, capital infrastructure and funding. There's child welfare, corrections and justice. An economic recovery working group, elementary and secondary education, food accessibility, government administration, healthcare and human services. There's a higher ed along with the other K-12, housing and homeless prevention, labor and unemployment, insurance, local governments, and mental health and addiction. So These are all groups made up of both parties. Most people, we were assigned about three of the groups. So I'm actually on the healthcare and human services, the elementary and secondary education, and access to health care.
Okay.
Are the three that I'm participating in. So we generally have, depending on what's on the agenda for the day, we'll have a couple hour Zoom call. Once to twice a week, depending on which one it is. So most of the time, like on the education, we've had several guests that have came on. So we've had like the Board of Education. They came on and gave kind of their view and where they're at, especially now that, you know, the school is out for the rest of the year. You know, things have really changed, and that's probably been the working group that we've spent a lot of time on, because, you know, there are so many different things that it takes to educate our kids.
Mm-hmm.
And now with the stay at home and people trying to, you know, whether it be, you know, teachers preparing packets or teachers preparing e-learning, that's a lot of extra time and energy spent on, you know, which went away from their lesson plan they had for the whole year.
Right.
the one thing I absolutely have to, you know, commend the teachers on, you know, on adapting, because, you know, it's not some of them, and like we've talked about several times in our working groups, you know, we have several teachers especially in this area that don't have access to high-speed internet.
True.
We have students that don't have access to high-speed internet. So, you know, there's been talk about, you know, some teachers, they drive to the nearest hotspot, whether it be at the school or the library or a bus parked out in an area just so people can have some Wi-Fi, but to do their Zoom calls and make sure they're able to participate. But the other thing is it's definitely added stress on parents, because, you know, if you're an essential worker, you're going to work all day or all night, whatever it may be, and then you're having to come home and educate your children, because, you know, I mean, I'm fortunate that mine are in high school and they can take care of themselves. But for parents who have, especially the younger grades, you know, they can't get on a Zoom call by themselves.
Right.
They can't generally go through all their homework on their own. They need some help. So the parents are working full-time jobs and then also becoming teachers at the same time. So
right, you're talking about that Zoom. That's
definitely
kinda,
a little, yeah, definitely stressful for the parents as well.
Very true. Very true. You were talking about Zoom. That's something that's kind of, it was new to me anyway. I don't know how long that platform has been out there, but seems like that's kind of come into the limelight now, and a lot of people have become aware of the program.
Yeah, it works well. It's, you know, probably the struggle is getting people to put their computers on mute or their phone on mute, because
right,
when you have a group of 30 people or whatever, I mean, you can go up to, on Zoom, you can go up to at least 300, I think.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, it's getting people to mute or muting everybody and trying to only get one person to talk at one time. That's probably the biggest challenge.
Right. Yeah. I'm actually looking at it now, because we've typically done our ball games using Skype, as we're using right now. But I'm thinking, yeah, we might have to try that out for our basketball broadcast for the audio aspect of it.
Yeah, they work well. I mean, there's other platforms, but, you know, we do use Google Meets sometime, or the Google, I think it's called Google Meets. There's the, you know, the go-to meetings. They all have pluses and minuses, but, you know, it's a way to get by. And that's one thing that, you know, there is, we cannot meet virtually right now as a legislature. So, I mean, there's been some talk of that as well, but, you know, going back, and however it may look, whether you go back and five or six people go onto the floor and, you know, vote at one time on some agreed upon bills, But maybe that being a part of one, you know, being able to meet virtually in times like this, to where you don't want to have that many people in a congregate setting.
Right. Another area that seems to be getting a lot of concern from people, especially, is unemployment services.
Yeah, unemployment. I forgot the number of people who have applied for unemployment. I mean, it's an alarming figure, and it's obviously due to these closures, and not just Illinois, but other states throughout the country. But you know, now with the federal bump up, federal are kicking in. They're kicking in $600 into people's unemployment, and they're also going to be paying the gig workers, such as your beauticians and barbers and other people such as that who don't pay into unemployment. The federal government's going to be giving them $600 unemployment. But the problem is none of the states were ready for anything like that. So they're having to rework their platform right now and make it accessible to the gig workers who have not generally been able to draw unemployment because they don't pay into it.
Mm-hmm.
So there's several challenges in that. And, you know, obviously we would all like for things to get done quicker, but it does sound like around May the 11th is kind of the start date for Illinois' system to be up and running. If anybody has any problems with unemployment, you know, please call. We're still working remotely, so you can call the office at 618-282. Boy, I've just lost my office number. golly, went for a.
I'll tell you what. We'll give you a minute to find that number real quick.
Give me a minute to think about that.
Okay, we'll go ahead and take a break here, and we will come back and talk some more with State Representative Nathan Wright here on the People Speak right after this. Welcome back, and we've got about 6 minutes left in the programs today, talking with State Representative Nathan Wright, and we're talking about obviously some working groups, the stay-at-home order, unemployment services, and. Another area, too, I know the governor recently announced that he was going to start phasing in, reopening some of the things that have been shut down due to this, and I know state parks were listed as those. I know Pyramid State Park was is not at this time, anyway, reopening, correct?
That's correct, and when that came out, and initially that day, I was told that I would be happy, and so I watched the press conference and looked at the list, and then I did not see a state park within 40 minutes of where I'm at in Stillville, but
right,
the closest park that we had open is Washington County.
Right, and I mean, we have several here in the county.
Well, I mean, we have plenty of opportunities here within Randolph County and Perry County to have several thousand acres open, and so myself, and I can assure you that Senator Schimpf did as well. We have been working the phones and have been talking to the governor's office and Department of Natural Resources, Department of Natural Resources didn't make the ultimate decision, I don't believe, from what I've gathered. It sounds like it was, you know, through IDPH and the governor's office. So I'm optimistic that we'll get Pyramid open relatively soon, but I haven't been given a word yet on when we'll get it open. You know, one of the things that I had a call the other day with, you know, we have the Grand American approaching in August right now, so they need some assurance as well that the World Shooting Complex will be back up and running, even, you know, even if it is, you know, abiding by some social distancing guidelines, which will probably still be in place in August for sure, if not, you know, throughout the rest of the year. But, you know, there's plenty of ground out there to where people don't have to be in large congregate settings. So, I mean, the shooting lines are 9 feet apart. So there's plenty of room to spread out, while even with a full shooting line. But yeah, we're working to try to get some of those parks and recreation areas open. And one of the things that another one, we're, you know, easing the restrictions on, you know, fishing. Well, you can take two people in the boat. Well, that doesn't make a lot of sense when, you know, my family of four, we're home together all day, but yet by the order, we can't go out in a fishing boat together if we want to, or a ski boat. So those are, you know, a couple concerns that I've definitely been raising, and I'm sure many others have, and along with multiple other things with the orders. I did see that the new stay-at-home order did allow for churches to gather, but it was still, you know, going by CDC guidelines of 10 or less. Mm-hmm. But I guess if a congregation wants to, I guess, can do some modified services. Plus, but it was still suggested to do them online, or however congregations have been doing them lately.
Right. Right. And I mean, that's
but as far.
Go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. I was just saying that, you know, that's possible to do. It does eliminate some of the things like with certain denominations, you know, their communion and things like that. It kind of puts that on the side, but
yeah, I mean, I think from what I read on different things, you know, they did suggest that there might have been some suggestion on communion, on, you know, not doing a common cup if you're gonna,
right,
on communion, but yeah, I mean, they're a little bit of flexibility, which with the new guideline, requesting people that are healthy enough to wear a mask. And like we discussed, you know, before we started, you know, you can't find a mask. So it's either make your own or you have to order one and wait on one. But if you don't have one today, it's not like you're going to go probably buy one in our county, at least today.
Right. You'd have to have one to be able to go buy one.
You would have to have one to be able to buy one. Absolutely. And that's there. I mean, there's things that I think definitely need to be worked on. And we've been stressing those, and myself, and I'm sure many others have been stressing that, you know, we need to at least modify some type of openings, because, you know, you have grocery stores that are open, but then you have big box stores that are open. Now they're limiting people who go into them and requiring social distancing and more thorough cleaning. But you have all these small businesses that don't fit the bill of an essential business that are closed, that, you know, I think they would be happy to modify how many people they let into stores, or, you know, they would make any modification necessary to start receiving some income again.
Right. Well, I think we're about out of town, out of time here. But if people have questions, they could contact your office, I'm sure.
Yes. Yeah. Just leave a message. It's 618-282-7284, or email at repnreitz@gmail.com, and we'll get back to you. We're going to have to look at our office and see how we're going to reopen it as well, just like everyone else is doing. It's just please leave a message, and we will return your call, and especially if it's an unemployment, like for IDES, for Employment Services, you know, we can usually get those taken care of relatively quickly, which is very important when people are lacking an income, as a lot of people are right now.
Right. So, all right. Well, we're out of time, but Representative Wrights, thanks for being with us.
All right. I appreciate it, Jeff.
And we will talk to you again next month, and hopefully we'll keep progressing forward.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a good day.
You too, thanks.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. We will talk to you again on Monday. Have a great weekend.